following is the president's speech at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, Friday, October 1, 1948.
I desire to introduce Judge Roy Helm, candidate for the Court of Appeals. All of you I know are glad to have with us here today our incumbent and our next congressman, the Honorable Joe Bates. And now, my friends, I desire to present the farmer's friend, Mr. Tobacco, the Honorable Virgil Chapman. Fellow Kentuckians, I have the privilege of presenting the distinguished leader of an administration that has brought us victory in war and prosperity in peace. My friends, the President and the next President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate very much that most cordial welcome here in Mount Sterling. You know, that welcome seems to be innate in Kentuckians. Every city I've been in Kentucky, they've been so cordial, they've made me feel like I'm a Kentuckian. And I appreciate it most out of it because I am by descent. It's always a privilege for me to stop and visit. And if I had time, I'd rather circulate through the crowd and talk to you than to try to make a speech to you, because I like to talk to people and I like to listen to what people have to say to me. Kentucky, however, looks very prosperous this year. In fact, the whole country is doing pretty well under a Democratic administration. Don't forget that. Senator Barkley and I are going to keep Kentucky and the rest of the country on a high road to prosperity. And you can help Senator Barkley and me do that if you'll send Joe Bates to the Congress and send Virgil Chapman to the Senate. I know you're right with me on that request. The key question in this campaign is whether we're going to keep things running smoothly under a Democratic administration or whether we're going to let the country slide backward. I've known a lot of good Republicans in my life, but the Republican leaders of the 80th Congress have not been listening to them. They've been paying attention to what the lobbies say and not what the people say. This Congress has been completely surrounded with lobbies. More lobbies in Washington for this 80th Congress than ever before in the history of the country. And they accomplished their purpose. And this Congress didn't work for the welfare of the whole people. They work for the benefit of the lobbyists and the special interests. And that's the reason I'm very anxious for you to make a change there. I told you last night in Louisville that there ought to be a change. You ought to change that Congress and put in a Democratic Congress that'll work for the people. I'm very sure that's what you're going to do before you get there. Now, if you remember back as far as 1932, it's just the difference. The Democratic administration is the difference between 15-cent corn and $1.47 corn. It's the difference between 8.5-cent tobacco and 50-cent tobacco. I don't believe you want to turn the clock back to those old days of Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover and try again to go broke and have all your farms foreclosed, as was being done in 1932. Last year, there were fewer foreclosures than ever before in the history of the country. You people who get your living from the soil, in my opinion, had better go to the polls on election day and vote in your own special interest. And that's the interest of all the people. If you do that, you will vote the Democratic ticket straight. And then I won't be troubled with a housing shortage in 1949. I'll still stay in the White House. I wonder if you wouldn't like to meet the governor of your great state of Kentucky who happens to be on this train, Governor Clemens. Now I want to present my family, if you'd like to meet them. Miss Truman. My daughter, Margaret. And now I'd like to present the First Lady of Kentucky and her beautiful daughter.
Woo!
that's a signal that the train's about to stop, and if anybody gets left, it's his own fault. Sure. I wish I could stay here and talk to you for an hour. I'd really give the Republicans the gun if I could do that. Ha, 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 ha.